The Supplication on Tuesdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, and praise is His right, since Him deserves it, abundant praise. I seek refuge in Him from the evil of my soul, for surely the soul commands to evil, except as my Lord has mercy. I seek refuge in Him from the evil of Satan, who adds sins to my sin. I seek protection with Him from every wicked tyrant and unjust sovereign and conquering enemy. O Allah, place me among Thy troops are the victors, and place me in Thy party, for Thy party are the ones who prosper. And place me among Thy friends, for Thy friends no fear shall be upon them, nor shall they sorrow. O Allah, set right for me my religion, for it is the preserving tie of my affair. Set right for me my hereafter, for it is the abode of my permanent lodging, and to it I flee from the neighborhood of the vile. Make life an increase for me in every good, and death an ease for me from every evil. O Allah, bless Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, and the completion of the number of the envoys, and his household, the good, the pure, and his household, the good, the pure, and his companions, the distinguished. And give me on the Tuesday three things. Leave no sin for me unless Thou forgives it, and leave no grief unless Thou takes it away, and leave no enemy, and leave no enemy unless Thou repelst him. By means of In the Name of Allah, the best of the names, in the name of Allah, Lord of earth and heaven, I seek to repulse every hateful thing, the first of which is His anger, and I seek to attract every lovable thing, the first of which is His good pleasure. So seal me with forgiveness from Thee, O Patron of Beneficence.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, dear brothers and sisters, salam to all of you. So welcome to today's special from IRIB English Radio. We're going to speak about hypocrisy in Islam. So join us.
Without your warmth, without your smile, without you by my side, the world was so cold, I felt so lost. Without your light, I felt so blind.
Today, Monday, is the 15th of Jamadi al-Awwal, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 29th of the month of Azar, 1400 of the Islamic solar Hijri calendar, and the 20th of December, 2021 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's bless this moment of today's special by recitation of chapter Al-Baqarah, verse 10. We'll listen to it.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. في قلوبهم مرض فزادهم الله مرضا ولهم عذاب أليم بما كانوا يكذبون.
In their hearts is disease, so Allah has increased their disease. And for them is a painful punishment because they habitually used to lie.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
If a person is a believing one, his entire being cries faith and indicates his inviction. And if he goes astray, his deviation is revealed both outwardly and inwardly. The similarity of spirit and body possessed by the hypocrite is a new additional disease. It is a sort of contradiction and duplicity or cleft that governs over the self of a man. Hence, in the regularity of creation, everybody who chooses a path and equips himself with the necessary means to pave it would go forth on that very path.
Allah, ya Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, don't let me go astray, cause I need by my side. I wish to be close to you through all my life. Ya Allah, oh Allah, be with me all the way.
Dear friend, hypocrisy in Islam is the topic of this program. Today's a special from IRIB English Radio. A believer is not a believer until he completely brings himself to accept Allah, the Almighty, the only Allah and Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, his last prophet. But the hypocrite's continuous disbelief on Allah will take them to hellfire. The hypocrites, in front of Muslims, give their loyalty and obedience to Allah only but when they are alone. With their hypocrite companions, they mock the Most Merciful One and His Prophet and His followers. They think they are deceiving Allah, whereas they are the ones getting deceived. Allah has made the believers peace-loving and faithful to His deen. Their religion, a group of people known as hypocrites, has been described as the most dangerous enemy of Islam and Muslims. They are the ones that create chaos and mischief on earth through their hypocritical nature. They sow doubts in the hearts of the believers by speaking about the religion negatively in a persuasive manner. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bi nasta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with the problem of hypocrisy. We find that those people who pretended to be believers, but in fact, they were not, as believers as they claimed, they harmed the Islamic history, Islamic teachings, and the whole course of Islamic civilization, generally speaking, they have harmed the course of Islamic civilization much more than the harms received from non-Muslims and polytheists. Because when a person is a polytheist, because when someone doesn't believe in the Islamic religion and comes to you, you understand that, okay? You know that, okay? This person doesn't believe in the Islamic religion, so I know what to do with him, and I know on which basis do I have to talk with him, how should I approach him, okay, how should I answer his or her questions, and so on. Or when someone believes in another religion, for example, when someone is Christian, is Jew, Zoroastrian, or Buddhist, or any other religion, you know that, well, he or she does have a certain religious basis or religious background. So when you want to approach him or her or answer him or her, and I mean in order to, I mean for transactions and so on, okay, you know that, okay, that person isn't Muslim. For example, let's say he's a Christian, or for example he's a Jew. Okay, no problem. Okay, it's up to him or her, okay, whichever religion he or she may prefer to have. Okay. On the other hand, I do know that I'm a true Muslim. I'm a Muslim, and I have, I mean, a certain set of duties and obligations to consider in approaching, in transacting with other people. But when someone pretends to be a Muslim, but in fact he isn't a Muslim, not only is he an indifferent person, but also he's very much active on the opposite line, I mean, on the opposite front, okay? And this happened in the early Islamic history.
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, hadiths of the Infallibles, lessons from the life of the Infallibles, all in today's special from IRIB English Radio.
At this time, let's speak about characteristics of a hypocrite. A hypocrite is a dangerous friend than a disbeliever enemy, as he masks his hypocrisy with a false loyalty and mere words. The intentions of a hypocrite are unclear to the believers, and they're played by them due to their eloquent speech and outward display of fidelity. The Prophet Muhammad had mentioned the four characteristics of a hypocrite, and whoever has them is one of them. If a person has some element of these characteristics, he's also one of them, unless he repents and gets rid of them. The first characteristics is when he speaks, he lies. The second one is when he makes a promise, he breaks it. Number three, when he's trusted, he betrays people. And number four, when he quarrels, he uses obscene speech. One question, and its answer, of course, how to cure hypocrisy in Islam. Dear friend, try to find out why it is that you lie. Is it because you are afraid of displeasing people? Are you unable to say no to someone when they request you to do something? Or do you lie in order to appear to be better than you really are? If you lie because you are too afraid to offend people or to face confrontational and challenging situations, then you'll need to build up your self-esteem and your self-confidence. This will require long-term efforts, but you can start by reading books in the self-help genre and attending short self-help courses and workshops to change the way you view yourself. If you tell lies because it's a family habit, because in some families, unfortunately, lying is the norm, then you need to work on your family, too. You need to remind them that lying is a sin and that it brings nothing but loss and self-destruction in both this life and the next.
Hypocrisy is a spiritual illness that sits in the heart. It is an extremely dangerous spiritual illness. What is hypocrisy exactly? Hypocrisy is to believe in one thing but express another. To have one emotion but to express another emotion. You might dislike someone in your heart, but you express friendliness to that person. This is a form of hypocrisy. Someone who pretends to like you while they actually hate you and despise you, this person is called a hypocrite. This person is called two-faced. Many people can be hypocrites if it is in their best interest to express feelings that they don't actually have. They will become hypocrites. Your employee might be a hypocrite. Deep down inside, that employee actually hates you, but they smile in your face and they flatter you and they tell you words that you want to hear. This is being hypocritical. Many people could be hypocrites. Some friends can be hypocrites. They flatter you. They tell you things that make you happy, but deep down inside, they hold resentment against you. They hold a grudge and hatred against you. These people are hypocrites, and we tend to call hypocrites snakes. Why snakes? Because a snake feels good to hold, but as soon as you touch, it snaps back at you and gives you a poisonous bite.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this interesting topic, hypocrisy in Islam, on the next episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Till another visiting, thank you very much, and we leave you in Allah's blessings. Have a nice time.
They told me that I'm crazy, who you're praying for? They told me there is nothing, who you're looking for? Stop doing what you're doing, 'cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes, I was mesmerized. But deep inside, I know that there's a better world. 'Cause I'm a believer. I'm a believer.
Food for thought.
Hello everyone, and here is an admonition worth pondering upon from the noblest lady of all times, Hazrat Fatima Zahra, peace be upon her, the daughter of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. You, the servants of Allah, are the ones to maintain His injunctions and prohibitions as the carriers of His religion and His revelation and the propagators of His religion among other nations.
Join us in this journey. IRIB English Radio.
Please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa maulana Abil Qasim al-Mustafa Muhammad wa ala ahli baytihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin al-ma'sumin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear listeners. Welcome to another episode of Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio. After the demise of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, history tells a very grim story of what happened to the Islamic Ummah. And the results still can be seen clearly today. They resonate throughout the ages and will resonate until the time of the appearance and the ability of us to see the final light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Imam Sahib al-Asri wa al-Zaman, Ajalallahu ta'ala farajum sharif. But it should not have been so. But obviously the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dictated otherwise. There were certain ahadith, there were certain sayings and statements that were promoted not only by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but also by his daughter Hazrat Zahra salamullah alayha. And we would see that she would mention this, that my father says, or the Holy Prophet has said, and so on and so forth. And people knew who she was. And obviously these traditions in terms of the timeline or when they occurred need to be researched. But even if they were during the time of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which doesn't seem quite right, this is more, you know, after the demise of the Holy Prophet, we should emphasize these traditions regarding Imam Ali alayhi salam. You know, people knew who she was, and people knew that nothing will come out from her that is a lie. Obviously, you know, putting aside the discussion of the hadith being correct and not correct and so on and so forth, But the general principle is that Hazrat Zahra salamu alayha will never tell anything that is outside of reality, outside of the truth. So in this tradition, she says that, again, she starts, قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَعَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ, that the Holy Prophet and the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that indeed felicity, indeed, victory, sa'id, and all type of sa'id, and the absoluteness and the absolute essence of sa'id and felicity is for that person who does what? Man ahabba aliyan. Is it for that person who loves Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, when fi hayatihi wa ba'da mawtihi. That person who loves Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam while the Imam is alive and after the Imam passes away. Love Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam. Again, we can see that this is something that she's emphasizing on the position of her husband. Not because he is her husband, because he is the Imam. He is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's vicegerent on earth. It is her duty to defend Allah's vicegerent and to promote it to the rest of the people. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us that love that she had for Amir al-Mu'mineen, not as a husband, but as the vicegerent and of the Imam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on earth. Inshallah, until next time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم كل وليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آله في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعلى جيل محمد. السلام عليكم dear Muslim brothers and sisters. Thanks again for joining us in our session of the Quran classes. This is Habibullah Fasihzada again with you with the Let's Recite the Quran, a series of Quran classes held by the IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International School Network. I really welcome all our students of Sevier International School here. Thanks for joining us. Brother Minha al-Hussein, Brother Mahdi al-Hassinan, and Brother Hussein Musa Musawi, and also Brother Hadi Nagawi, right?
Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for joining us, and thank you so much, dear Muslim brothers and sisters who are hearing us. Thank you so much for joining us. So, let's start with a loud salawat, okay?
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil al-Fatih.
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا.
Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class.
Let's recite the Quran.
Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, as our friends here, they know, we started the alphabet letters because they were the very, very important and basics of the Arabic language. Here is another letter, okay, which the sound is kind of close to the other sounds that we did in the previous sessions, like the Z sound and the sound. That sound, okay? This shape is the same as Ta, only a dot on the top of it, okay? Look, La. How do you say this one? La.
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 Look at my tongue, okay? The tongue, okay? The tongue just touches, okay? The tip of the tongue. Touches the tip of your upper front teeth. La.
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 A little vibrating. La.
La. La.
Ahsan, Minha Hussein, do it again, please.
La.
Ahsan, Mahdi.
La.
La. That's great. La. That's great. That's great. So we hear you all, okay, dear brothers and sisters. We hear you're saying that. Excellent. Thank you.
But they're not.
Good, good. Yeah, they are saying, I can hear them. Come on.
Yeah.
I can hear them.
That's impressive.
So let's make some examples. We have Ba-tin.
Ba-tin.
And then we have Zahir.
Zahir.
Ahsan. Zahir.
Zahir.
Okay, those who are too much cruel, we call them Zalim.
Zalim.
Those who are oppressed.
Mazlum.
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 Okay. If you say Zalim, it will be okay. No. So we have Zalim and
Mazlum.
In the Quran we have Zalama.
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 Ahsan. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. These are very, very easy because we got very talented students here and also all the other Muslim brothers who are listening us. Yes?
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe some of them are taking a nap right now. Let's wake them up with reciting aloud salawat.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد وعجل فرجه.
Everyone is awake now, okay?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, let's go to the other letter, which is Ayn, okay?
Ayn.
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 It's with our throat. Ayn.
Good.
Ayn.
Use your throat, okay?
Ayn.
Okay. Just Ayn. Look at me, okay? You lift the sound up, okay? But do not push. Like you say, ah, no. Just lift it. Ah. Ah.
Ah.
Okay? So, the letter Ayn. The sound is Ah. Okay? So, can you... do we have this sound in English?
L. I think L.
No. L is the sound of...
U.
Lam.
No.
Lam is the sound of L.
Yeah, Lam is the sound of L, but... The sound of Ayn.
No, I don't
think
so.
I think we don't have it.
Oh.
No problem. We have Arabic. We'll practice Arabic words then.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Ayn. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.
Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim.
How many times do you do the prayers?
I do my prayers, but not all the time.
Not all the time.
Yes, because I mostly forget.
Don't say this to anyone, okay? Don't say to others, okay? That is a secret, okay? Keep it. So, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.
MashaAllah. Iyaka na'budu.
Iyaka na'budu.
Wa iyaka nasta'in.
Wa iyaka nasta'in.
Ahsan.
إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين.
It is you we worship and you we ask for help.
That's it. Easy and very, very comfortable, yes?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
MashaAllah. That's because you are. So, now in this very, very tough situation that we have during this pandemic, yeah? We got this nasty coronavirus, yes?
Yes.
May inshallah Allah protect us from this virus, and all other Muslim brothers and sisters, and all the other people around the world, okay? So for their safety, for your safety, for everyone's safety, let's recite a salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad
wa ajil
Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
Great.
قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي
قرآني نبض حياتي.
How to learn Quran easy? What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran.
In this situation, you know that whenever you go home, you go to school, and after the school, when you go home, there is one very important thing that everyone should do. What is it?
Wash your hand. Wash my hand. That's the first thing I do. I wash them like 5 times.
Great. I was going to tell you that one of the, yeah, he performs wudu, okay? This thing's ablution. So the other thing is that it is very important, okay? To be healthy, you have to gargle with the salty water. Yeah. Can you make the sound of gargling?
Actually, yeah.
Great.
I use mouthwash.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I think our Muslim brothers and sisters are now gargling, okay? I can hear the sound.
What if they're not? I don't, actually. I use mouthwash.
Okay. So, great. So, whatever, okay? One of the ways is gargling. The sound of gargling is... Oh, that is the sound of the letter that we are going to talk about it right now. Ghain.
I said that way for everybody. I know it.
Ghain.
Okay, good.
Ghain.
So, that is Ghain, brother of Ghain.
Ghain.
Okay, so, but there is a difference
in
the shape.
It has a dot in his head.
In his head or on his head?
No, it's above his head.
On his head, okay. Good. So, that is Ghain. So, okay, I want you to read, everyone, those who hear us as well, okay, please, once, let's review from alif, from a sound to ra sound. So, I'm going to read them, so pay attention. This time, if I made any mistake, please fix my mistake, okay? So, sometimes the teachers as well make mistakes, okay? So, we say,
the whole time too, we're on
okay,
the laptop,
so,
no.
Now listen. If I make mistake, fix it, okay?
Okay.
Listen.
Ba
ta ta ja ha kha da va ra za sa sha sa sa.
You made a mistake.
Oh, what is it?
It's
Rod.
And then Ain, then Ghain.
Raw.
No.
Yeah.
Again, from scene. Sa.
Sha.
Sha. Da. Ta. Va. 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 Ra. And?
Ghain.
Gargling.
Ghain.
Ghain. Okay. Hussein Musa, would you do from Alif to Jim? Great. From ha to ra.
Ha, ha, da, va.
Huh?
Ra.
Thank you. From za to da.
Actually, za.
Okay.
Sa, sa, she, sa, da.
Da. Da, Ahsan, Minha Hussein, from da to ra.
La.
That's
going to
be
hard.
A. A. Ra.
Again, ta.
La. A. Ra.
Ahsan, that's easy, okay? Sometimes you make a mistake. I wish you never make a mistake, okay? But sometimes it happens, yes? Because you're so naughty, I know. So sometimes naughty boys, okay? They make mistakes. Even the grown-ups, okay, they make mistakes. So when they make mistake, what do they say? I did a mistake.
Jeez.
Yeah? Or sometimes it is very hot. You take off the jacket, okay? Oh, it's hot, it's hot. That is the sound of? That's the sound of?
Fa.
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 Great, everyone, you hear us. That's the sound of fa.
Fa.
MashaAllah, that's the sound of fa. Do we have the sound in English?
F.
Okay, if? Yeah, the sound if. The sound if is in English. Let's make some example with if. Mehdi, make an example with if in English.
A?
With if.
F?
If. If. If.
Food, friends, family,
good.
Fight.
Can you make a sentence full of if?
Fix.
Okay.
My friend is full.
My friend is a foolish
boy.
Okay. Can you make an example?
My food.
Full.
Fruit.
Fruit. Okay.
My friend favorite fruit is
fried.
Fried.
Fried meat.
Mango.
Fried. No.
Okay. We say a fat family friend.
My favorite food is fruity fried.
Okay, inshallah, tomorrow I'll ask you, okay? So, whenever you forgot, okay, the sound F, try to remember this example, your fat friends, okay? You say what? My fat friend family, okay? Try to remember this example. Okay, dear students, thank you so much for joining us. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. We did well in this session as well. Okay, I give thanks to our Muslim brothers and sisters who have been with us. And we did the alphabet letters up to Fa. Inshallah, the next sessions, we are going to finish the alphabet letters. So, finally, at the end, I really give thanks to IRIB English Radio and also Xavier International School Network, who have been holding the sessions and helping us help our Muslim brothers and sisters. Thank you so much for joining us. For your safety, inshallah, for the may Allah inshallah hasten the reappearance of Imam Zaman alayhi salam and protect us all from all evils. Please recite aloud salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad
wa ali Muhammad wa ajil faraja.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
Allahumma wa as'aluka su'ala man ishtaddat faqatu wa anzala bika 'inda ash-shada'id hajata wa 'azama fi ma 'indaka raghbata. Allahumma
Brothers and sisters, as you have been previously with us, we were discussing the part where Imam Ali alayhi salam states, وَعَظُمَ فِيمَا عِنْدَكَ رَغْبَتُ. I ask you, O Allah, with the asking of the one whose craving for what is with you has become intense. We concluded that since Imam Ali alayhi salam was aware of what is with the Almighty Allah, he had intense enthusiasm for reaching what was with the Almighty Allah. And Almighty Allah has invited His servants to perform some obligatory deeds, but on the other hand, He has necessitated for Himself the rewarding of those servants. We wanted to give a brief account of what is with the Almighty Allah, so they might add to our enthusiasm for reaching it. So we were talking about the Almighty Allah's rewards for the servant's deed. We mentioned the different Quranic verses and also the traditions from Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam that were talking about the rewards, the different kinds of rewards for the believing servants. In this regard, Imam Baqir alayhi salam has stated, "An-na'imu bi-Makkata kal-mujtahidi fil-buldan." The pilgrim who spends a night in Mecca is like the one who is attempting in various cities. "Was-sajidu bi-Makkata كَالْمُتَشَحِّطِ بِدَمِهِ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. The one who prostrates in Mecca is like martyr in Almighty Allah's way. وَمَنْ خَلَّفَ حَاجًا فِي أَهْلِهِ كَانَ لَهُ كَأَجْرِهِ حَتَّى كَأَنَّهُ يَسْتَلِمُ الْحَجَرُ. And the one who looks after the pilgrim's family in his absence has an equal reward as the pilgrim. And it is as if he has touched the حَجَرُ الْأَسْوَدِ or the black stone. Where else can the believers find these kinds of rewards?
Oh Allah, I beg as one whose neediness is extreme and who supplicates his knees to you and whose desire for that which is with you has become great. O Allah, great is your kingdom and exalted is your greatness. Your plan is secret, your authority is manifest, your might is victorious and subduing, and your power is prevalent throughout, and it is not possible to escape from your dominion. O Allah, apart from you, I do not find anyone able to pardon my sins, nor to conceal my shameful acts. Nor do I have anyone except you to change my evil deeds into virtues. There is no God but you. Glory and praise be to you. I have oppressed my own soul. I had the audacity to sin by my ignorance. I have relied upon my ancient remembrance of you and your grace towards me. O Allah, my Lord, how many of my ugly deeds have
concealed? How many of my grievous afflictions have you abolished? And how many stumblings of mine have you prevented? How many of my detestable acts have you averted? And how many of my undeserving praises have you spread abroad? Thank you, Allah,
now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God speaks with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
The Prophet of Islam sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam has stated, رِبَاطُ يَوْمٍ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ مِّنَ الدُّنْيَا وَمَا عَلَيْهَا. Fighting in Allah's cause for a single day is preferred to the whole world and what is inside it. He, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, has also stated, حَرَسُ لَيْلَةٍ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ أَفْضَلْ مِنْ أَلْفِ لَيْلَةٍ يُقَامُ لَيْلُهَا وَيُصَامُ نَهَارُهَا. One night, only one night of guarding Allah's cause is better than a thousands of nights of worshipping and days of fasting. I mean, these rewards have been mentioned without even letting us think that some of these actions and some of our deeds, they are obligatory. We have to do them because of the things the Almighty Allah has given us previously. But the Almighty Allah, out of His mercy, has mentioned numerous and enormous and different kinds of rewards for doing them. The Holy Prophet ﷺ says, إِنَّ الْعَبْدَ إِذَا تَخَلَّى بِسَيِّدِهِ فِي جَوْفِ اللَّيْلِ الْمُظْلِمِ وَنَاجَاهُ أَثْبَتَ اللَّهُ النُّورِ فِي قَلْبِهِ. When a servant speaks to his Lord in the darkness of night, Allah would maintain a permanent light in his heart. Imam Ali alayhi salam in this regard has said, قيام الليل مصحة البدن ورضا الرب وتمسك بأخلاق النبيين وتعرض لرحمته. Worshipping Allah at nights brings healing to the body, Allah's pleasure, and the habits of the Prophet's servants. In another interesting tradition, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam states, إِنَّ الْعَبْدَ لَيُؤْمَرُ بِهِ إِلَى النَّارِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَيُسْحَبْ. On the day of resurrection, Allah orders to take his servant to hell. فيقول المؤمنون والمؤمنات يا ربي هذا الذي كان يدعو لنا فشفعنا فيه. The believer men and women say, O Lord, this person always prayed for us, so accept our intercession for him. فَيُشَفِّعُهُمُ اللَّهُ فَيَنْجُو. So Allah accepts their intercession about him, and he is saved. So even when you do not deserve to have the mercy and different rewards of the Almighty Allah, there are some people whose intercession would do you good in the day of resurrection. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this program. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
To you through all my life. This is the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran broadcasting. The voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran is broadcast daily, round the clock, for listeners across the globe. The voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran can be heard by the internet, shortwave radio, FM, and satellites. Our listeners in the Indian subcontinent can listen to the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran via shortwave, 41 meters, 7,300 kilohertz, every day from 1520 to 1620 UTC. Also, our listeners in Europe can tune in to the English service of the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran via shortwave, 49 meters, 6,040 kilohertz, and in Southern Africa via shortwave, 25 meters, 11,880 kilohertz, every day from 1920 to 2020. Our listeners in Tehran can also listen to our programs via FM 91.5 megahertz. You can also listen to the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran on Hotbird, Eutelsat 3B, and Iransat or BAD 5, and via the internet. Our internet address is pastoday.com/en. And now you can listen to IRIB English Radio via your mobile phone. Please refer to our website for the details. Please send your correspondence to the English program, P.O. Box number 19395-6767, Tehran, Islamic Republic of Iran. Or email us to englishradio@irib.ir. We would be very pleased to have your comments about our audio quality and other means. Thank you.
This man changed the world.
Allahu Akbar, Khomeini Rahbar. Allahu Akbar, Khomeini Rahbar.
Our bosses couldn't cope with the idea of an 80-year-old Ayatollah, which they didn't even know what an Ayatollah was, who lived on garlic and onions and yogurt, directing a revolution that was about to topple America's most important ally.
Shuma dar in qarn mojza kardid. ملت ایران ملت معجزه آسای قرن است.
الله اکبر خمینی رهبر. الله اکبر خمینی رهبر. الله اکبر.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. In the name of Allah, the exalted, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Salam, hello, and welcome to our audience, and particularly a warm welcome to our listeners of this program, The Man Who Changed the World and who shaped all our tomorrows. The program, of course, is about Imam Khomeini, may God bless his great soul. And we've, in the previous programs,